All right, on the banks of the Mississippi River today, talking about free trade, but a perfect segue is you introduced legislation, I think, with somebody from North Dakota yesterday that's in response to this issue. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, announced that we're introducing a bill that will require the funds that come in from the tariffs, which is now at about $3.5 billion, that we use that to look for opening up new markets for our farmers and our producers. Our view is this, is they've been hurt by this unnecessary trade war, and we want to do something to help them. So Heidi Heitkamp, a senator from North Dakota, a lot of farmland there as well. We work together on this, so we have a Senate version and a House version, and this is just an attempt to try to help out. Let's look at the reality of that passing. Don't know if it will, but at minimum, we hope it draws attention to the harm that's been done to our family farmers and our producers.
And a lot of the ag interest or ag trade groups, the buzzword for them is certainty, and they're believing, even with the $12 billion aid package that was announced, last week or 2 weeks ago, that really doesn't provide certainty. It provides some temporary help. I mean, do you hear the certainty call, I guess?
Oh, yeah. I think the word of the day is certainty, and the phrase of the day is trade, not aid. This is a totally unnecessary trade war that we're in, and it's also something that can end with the utterance out of the White House. I mean, President Trump could end this today. And I know you weren't sitting around that table for that whole conversation. Farmers are patient people, but I think their patience is wearing a little thin if we don't get this taken care of here very soon. We actually had some people who we had hoped were going to come out today that some have already started harvesting. And so we're just not that far off from making sure that we have markets for what is harvested.
What were some of the things that you heard along the banks of the Mississippi River in New Boston, Illinois today?
It was everything from ending the trade war to concern about the cost of health care for family farmers to the renewable fuel standards and the harm that's been done through this administration on ethanol and biofuels. I mean, it was a long list of concerns. And, Jim, I think you used the word of the day, though. It is certainty. So part of what we need to make sure we get done is passing this farm bill. We've only got 1 month from right now to get this taken care of. The current farm bill expires the last day of September, so we've got 1 month to get the negotiations finalized on the farm bill that will last for the next 5 years.
I see there's an ag lender here. You're at a grain elevator. You got farmer producer here. Is there anything that you heard today where you said, I didn't think about that perspective, and this can help me in the role as serving on the Farm Conference Committee?
Younger farmers are even more at risk. You might want to talk to Chad, in fact. He's going to be coming out to Washington next week to talk with members of Congress from all over the country about...
That's part of the Farm Conference Committee, Farm Bill Conference Committee?
Yeah, we've got some legislation as part of the Farm Bill that makes it easier for younger farmers to be successful and for first-generation farmers to be able to get into agriculture. But they're at even more risk. We had a banker sitting around the table that talked about how a young farmer would need the older generation to co-sign on any kind of loan that they're going to take out. What happens if you're a first-generation farmer and you don't have access to that? So I would say that was something that I know that there are additional challenges for younger farmers, but they're really at risk in a off farm year or agricultural year like we're facing today.
Right. Are you'll be at that Farm Bill Conference Committee public? That's a public meeting next week, right?
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
The big thing everybody's talking.
Yeah.
About.
So we fly back out on Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, and then on Wednesday we'll all be issuing our opening statements.
That's the only public meeting.
There will be a lot of behind the scenes meetings that will be going on. And so on Wednesday, I will have my opening statement. I'm the only Democrat from Illinois who's been assigned to that conference committee. We have two other Republicans from Illinois who are assigned to that conference committee. So Illinois will have a decent seat at the table on this. And but we've got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of differences between the Senate version and the House version. And so it's time to get down to business and hopefully come up with a good product by the end of September.
Now, you said which Chad? He's going to be out there next week?
Chad will be representing the Farm Bureau next week as they fly out to Washington to talk with members of Congress who will be sitting on that conference committee.